Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again.
Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
Special guest Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana. Continuing on the story this morning about the family annihilator, John List.
Janae tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show. I love hashtag Murder Mondays. Not sure what that says about me, but thanks for being weird too, y'all. And Christy said, the only time I don't like music in the mornings, hashtag Murder Monday.
So you guys, before I jump in and tell you what the detectives found, I want to play you a clip of John List. He was interviewed one time in his life, and he's going to tell you why he chose to kill his family the way he did.
I wonder how he sounds. He's probably like a real soft-spoken guy, right? Like, well, I didn't mean to kill my family.
Just no empathy.
But I had to do it because I wanted him to go to heaven. All right, let's see what this sounds like.
That was the one thing I was trying to prevent. Was there feeling any wounds or suffering, you know, at the last moment? How compassionate, huh?
Is he laughing?
Did they take his teeth
he
away?
He fully giggled. What?
He said, like, how compassionate.
I can't. That just gave me the creeps.
He's a total looney tune.
That is pooed. That is creepy. Okay.
That laugh, though.
All right, you guys. So it's 1971. John List is on the run, and they don't find the bodies for over a month.
Which, again, how?
I'll tell you how. So John left. He sent these letters to the schools. No one's expecting the kids at schools. Told all the neighbors the same story, that they're going to take care of an ill family member. And he left every light in the house on. So one,
that's weird.
One by one, the lights start burning out.
Ooh, creepy.
And the neighbors are like, something's up. And they also said, you know, we don't know if his mother went with him. Maybe she's home and maybe she needs help. So she calls the police and asks them to do a welfare check on his mother. So the police go over, bang on the door, nothing.
Uh-huh. You just scared me because I wasn't expecting a door knock. Holy crap. Warning next time, dang
and
it.
And they open the door. And the creepiest thing in the home is not the bodies that they see. It's not the smell of decomposition.
Which would be a month old.
It's not that it's pure darkness. What they hear over the home's intercom system is this classical organ music playing at full blast.
No!
Yes.
Oh my gosh, chills.
So as the police walk in, they hear this organ music. They're going through the home with their flashlights, trying to find anyone in the family. And then that's when they come across the ballroom where the entire List family is laid out side by side.
Get out of town. That is beyond terrifying. Why would he be playing organ music like that? Like, that's just like, that ups the horror.
Yeah, he's, again, a Looney Tune. So
organ music's nice, but...
Dude...
No!
So they got to find John. He's had a month on the run. Another strange thing he did is, in order for cops not to find him, he went around the home and cut himself out of every single family picture.
What?
Okay. No, no.
So they didn't know what he would look like.
Right.
Oh, yeah, and it's like the 70s, so nobody has social media. You know, if nobody has an actual physical photograph of you, and all they can do is describe you from memory, they don't have anything else.
So they did end up finding a photograph from one of his previous works. But again, this is 1971, and kind of like we talked about last week with Rodney Alcala, apparently in 1970s, you can just up and leave and change your name, and you're done. No one can find you. Like, as long as you weren't standing next to the body when the police found it, you could get away with murder.
Okay, yeah, that's terrifying. Glad we've fixed that. There are no photographs for John List.
So he's on the run for 18 years. Until my homeboy, John Walsh.
Yeah!
Yes.
Yeah!
Yeah!
That was my boyfriend. I spent every Saturday night with him in the 90s.
So, how far did you guys go?
My homeboy, John Walsh, features him on America's Most Wanted. Now, the biggest problem for this, it was the oldest case that they did, and they didn't have a recent picture of him.
Yeah!
So they brought in this forensic psychologist and a clay artist to decide not just what he would look like, because you can't just put wrinkles on the guy, but they did like a full psychological profile.
Like Criminal Minds, when they psychologically profile these serial killers and they say weird things like, he probably drives a yellow
yellow car. He probably wears this color shirt a lot. Like, weird things about them, or has this haircut. And it's like, they have, it's literally just based on, like, profiling their personality and things, right? That they figure this stuff out?
Yes. So they do this, they profile him and create this clay bust down to the type of glasses they think he would wear. And they feature him not 2 days later, his old neighbor sees it and calls him in. He was sitting next to his wife watching it came on.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, yes. So that's, they ended up apprehending him, and now he's in prison. He's actually, he passed away recently, but he was at the, spent the rest of his life in prison.
That's sad. I didn't know he died.
I need you to understand something.
I'm kidding.
When you see this clay, what they thought he would look like after 18 years on the run, and what he actually does look like in real life, or did at the time, you are going to be so shocked. I was like, well, it probably was close, but not exact.
Like a picture of
him. I am not kidding you. It looks like a stunt body double of the man.
Same glasses.
They literally predicted that that 18 years later, he'd be wearing these little square glasses, and he's wearing the exact ones. It is nutso. I'm going to put the photo on Instagram right now, at Joe and Alex Show. If you don't have Instagram, Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, it is something you gotta see.
Wow, okay, that's crazy. Once again, Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana, thank you so much for coming on in here today. We're going to put all this up at RadioNowIndy.com with all your contact info and everything, too.
Yes, absolutely. So that if you have an anonymous tip for a crime going on here in Indianapolis, you can submit that anonymously through Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana.
All right. Wow. I'm sorry. I still can't get over, like, this creepy stuff, too.
This is what I can't.
If I walk home today, like, get home, Lindsay's playing this stuff, I'm getting the hell out of here.